Hello, it's Friday, July 28th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. What if the mainstream media, the government, or academia suddenly released a script one day that was intended to let everybody know how they were supposed to talk about 9/11? In other words, this was a format or a new language that was intended to let you know what you were allowed and not allowed to talk about. Well, I'm sure everybody tuning into this show and many other people in the Patriot movement would scream about censorship, Big Brother, 1984. Yet, the government, the mainstream media, and academia haven't released this script, but one of the big 9/11 forum boards has released this very script to let people know how they're supposed to talk about 9/11. We're going to get to that in a minute. Welcome to Wing TV. We're glad you're here. Heading into the weekend. To start, we want to thank everybody for their responses to our latest poll. The results are now on the Wing TV homepage. We received more votes for this poll than any other except for our first one, which was who is the biggest shill in the movement. And now, here are the top five responses. Number one, most dangerous nation in the Middle East.
Israel, hands down, 77%.
Number two.
Iran, with 9%.
Number three.
The United States, with 8%.
Now, wait a second. The United States isn't even in the Middle East.
No, but it's not a nation of the Middle East, but it's certainly in the Middle East.
Right, so we included this response anyways. The fourth response was
the Vatican, Rome, with 4%.
Now, again, the Vatican and Rome isn't a specific nation in the Middle East, but according to some people, everybody knows that the Vatican runs the world, so we included what the respondent said. And finally, the fifth highest response was an assortment of what was left over.
Number five was a three-way tie between Saudi Arabia, the United Kingdom, and the United Arab Emirates, with 2% of the vote.
Right, so 77% of the respondents in this poll said that Israel is the most dangerous nation in the Middle East. If we would have voted in this poll, they would have received ours also. And we just want to thank everybody. That's more than three out of every four people that voted. And as Lisa said, she thought it would be even higher.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
But three of every four people think Israel is the most dangerous nation. We couldn't agree more. We thank everybody. And our next question is, what is the best New World Order book ever written, in your opinion? We'll have the results. I'm not sure when we'll post them, but sometime in the near future, that's our latest poll. So, moving on. Let's get back now to this script. This script about 9/11. And to find out more information, simply go to the Wing TV homepage. You'll see an article called 9/11 Gatekeepers, Israel, Thought Police, and Word Nazis, written by Lisa Giuliani. And I have to say, I think it's the best article she's written yet. It really covers this subject. And to set it up, since Lisa wrote it, I want her to describe what happened to bring this article about.
I'm in well over 300 internet discussion forum groups. I monitor what's going on, what's being said, who's buzzing about what on the internet that way. I also utilize those groups to disseminate information as well as receive information. Anyway, one of the groups that I'm in belongs to the 9/11 Truth Org Minions, and it's called 9/11 Truth Alliance. It is moderated by a woman named Lori Price, who runs a website called Citizens for Legitimate Government, which is featured on 911truth.org's website. Also has such notable people in that group as Kyle the Decider Hence. Remember, people aren't ready to know the truth about 9/11, Victor.
Mm-hmm.
And some other 9/11 activists, various people that you're not even really allowed to know who they are, a lot of the members.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I received a post by a Bill Douglas, who is a 911truth.org cheerleader in that group. And in it, he's telling other activists to disavow any people within the alternative truth movement who addressed the Israel angle of 9/11. He says you should disavow them, not allow them to use your logs, not allow them into your forums or discussion groups.
Why don't we just
because read, they're anti-Semitic?
Why don't I just read
sure.
a part of Bill's exact quote? He said it is. These are all in cap locks now. Okay, capital letters. He's screaming this to everybody in the forum.
Right.
It is critical that 9/11 activists do not allow any wingnut anti-Semites to use our logs, discussion groups, etc., etc. Disavow them. They are just as likely agents as they are racists. Draw a hard line.
And that's not all he said. He went on to talk about this film that he watched, Protocols of Zion, which we watched the other day and talked about on our show. He said that the use of 911truth.org signs in that video projects a very negative light onto the whole 9/11 truth effort and casts the whole movement as a paranoid, anti-Semitic effort.
Now, Bill goes on to say that everybody in the 9/11 truth movement should contact the media
right.
and let them know. Now, this includes, I'm sure, the mainstream media. So he's thinking everybody should contact the mainstream media. And if anybody says that Israel had a role in 9/11, then they should be branded as racist, anti-Semites,
crazy, delusional, yeah. neo-Nazis,
COINTELPRO,
and FBI agents.
Right.
right.
Then he says that anti-Semites shouldn't be part of, I'm going to exact quote him here, they're not part of the physics fact-based movement for truth. Now, Bill,
I think that's kind of ironic that Bill even considers him part of the physics fact-based 9/11 truth effort, because where was Bill when 9/11 on trial came out, when we were practically having to hit people over the head
right.
with a stick to get them to even talk about the controlled demolition? Remember that, Bill?
Yeah, yet again, 911truth.org, when 9/11 on trial came out, they wanted nothing to do with controlled demolition.
Right.
They were doing everything humanly possible to steer people away from that. When we were using math and science and physics and the laws
yeah.
of nature to prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that the towers came down via controlled demolition. Now, all of a sudden, Bill's part of the physics group.
Yeah, that's ironic, isn't
yeah.
it?
And it's funny, Lisa, because he calls people that mention Israel's role in 9/11, COINTELPRO. He can't even spell the word, first of all.
No,
he doesn't even...
He cannot spell the word COINTELPRO, and he has no substantiation to back up what he's saying about people addressing the Israel angle of 9/11 being COINTELPRO. I challenged him on that. I challenged him on his whole message here.
Yeah.
Because, the mainstream media, most of the people in the country who even have heard of this, look at us like we're already whack jobs. Now, if you go up to somebody, and that's because they don't know about this stuff.
Right.
If you go up to a reporter and you do what Bill suggests and you can't substantiate what you're saying, does that bolster your credibility, or does that pretty much convince them that you're a mental case?
And he says that this is going to discredit the 9/11 truth movement.
How so?
Yeah. Exposing someone to the truth is going to discredit it?
Pointing at who did it. See, just like they wouldn't talk about the controlled demolition for a very, very long time until they were absolutely pressured to do so. Now they don't want to talk about the who of 9/11.
Yeah.
And it was both an inside and an outside job, U.S. and Israeli involvement.
So he goes on and he says that they want to stop average Americans from looking at the real facts of 9/11 to point to the U.S. government. So that's the final part of the quote. You can read the whole thing on the Wing TV homepage. But what he's basically saying is that the only thing we should be looking at is the American government. Now, Bill Douglas is an American, I believe. I believe he lives in this country. I'm pretty certain he was born in this country. It's funny how him and the rest of 911truth.org are more than willing to blame their own government for 9/11,
yeah.
which, of course, they were involved in. We would never deny
yeah.
that.
Without batting an eye, though.
But
right.
they won't look at a foreign government's involvement, specifically Israel's. Think about that for a minute. They're willing to blame America for their role in it, but nobody else, not a foreign government. To me, this sounds traitorous beyond words because, as we're going to show in a book that's coming out within the next 2 weeks called 9/11 Evil, Israel played a central key role in 9/11. Right. Yet these people are saying, don't look at the foreign government that was involved, only your own government.
Well, when you start looking into who's running this forum, or at least on the surface, who's running this forum and who's in it, you start to see that these people are very pro-Democrat, anti-Republican. They're anti-Bushies. Lori Price is one of the anybody but Bush people out there.
Mm-hmm.
She links to a slew of Libby Lib websites. She links to Al Gore, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now, don't misconstrue what Lisa's saying. We're certainly not Bush supporters.
No.
But if anybody thinks that George Bush and Dick Cheney were the sole individuals responsible for this, George Bush's biggest decision is what kind of cereal he's going to have for breakfast. If anybody saw him over at the G8 summit, this guy's a bumbling idiot. This guy's a fool. Do you think anybody in the New World Order, the international bankers, anybody in international business is going to let George Bush be at the helm of anything? Yet these people want to say, stop at Bush and Cheney. Don't look any further than them.
They're trying to shape public perception. They're still trying to publicly operate within that false right-left paradigm. That it's public Republicans versus Democrats, when so many of us out here know that it's well beyond that. It's wider in scope and perspective, and Bush and Cheney are only implementers of the policies that are destroying America, and they were only implementers when it comes to the black operation known as 9/11 as well.
Right. Now, this gets better because, as Lisa points out in this article, there's a woman named Lori Price who runs this Truth Alliance group, and she said, in response to Bill Douglas's post, that what we really need now, when we discuss...
It was somebody else who said it, but okay. She also
okay.
agreed.
Well, whenever we discuss now 9/11 in Israel, what we really need is a new vocabulary. We need a new language.
No. Let me tell it.
Okay.
I said that sarcastically,
okay.
That we need a new language, because some people in that group, when I challenged Bill Douglas on his irrational, irresponsible, reckless post about contacting the media, some people in that group responded saying that we need a new phraseology, we need a new nomenclature, we need a new vocabulary to talk about Israel and the Jews that were involved, the select high-power players who happened to be Jewish, many of them, and or Zionist, that were involved in the 9/11 operation. And we need to have a whole new way of talking about this without actually really saying anything.
Right.
And I challenge that as well.
Now, doesn't that sound very Orwellian when they're talking about new vocabularies, new approved phraseologies? They want everyone to know what is acceptable speech. I mean, what differentiates Lori Price and others in that group from Big Brother that say, well, these are the subjects that society is allowed to speak about, and if they speak about these subjects, well, this is their approved speech. What she came up with, Lisa, was a script. And
yeah.
I'd like you to show everybody or tell everybody what is acceptable speech and what is unacceptable.
All right, now, this is not all-inclusive, obviously, because anything they deem to be anti-Semitic phraseology will be absolutely vetoed. But this is examples Lori provided. It's okay to say the U.S. blows. It's okay to say Israel blows. It's okay to say the CIA is a terrorist organization or that the Mossad is a terrorist organization. It's okay to say the U.S. is an imperialist fascist country currently run by Nazis, and it's okay to say the same thing about Israel in those words. It's okay to say several Israelis have been caught in the U.S. disguised as movers with explosive residue found in their vans, were arrested and then released with little media coverage. That's fine. You notice,
mm-hmm.
That's only fine because it doesn't say that they were released by Chertoff,
right.
Who happens to be a Zionist. Now, this is what's not fine. If you say the Jews are responsible for 9/11...
Unacceptable.
Or, or the Jews are behind the world's problems, or the Jews will not be arrested, or if you say stuff like what I said, certain individual Jewish people, like Larry Silverstein, who had direct ties to two of Israel's former prime ministers, and profited off of 9/11, that was also anti-Semitic and taboo. I already said okay. that one, Victor.
Yeah, and the Jews will not be arrested. That's not fine. So, right there is the new language, the new vocabulary.
In other words, you're not allowed to say the word Jew, and really this is deceiving because I used the word Israel in several points I made to this forum, and that was also deemed anti-Semitic, using the word Israel, using phraseology referring to the Israeli government, Israeli intelligence, Israeli leadership. It's all anti-Semitic, according to the gatekeepers.
So what they want everybody to do is to send this script far and wide. This will be now the new approved phraseology, okay? And one of the things it says, the U.S. is an imperialist, fascist country currently run by Nazis, the same with Israel. Who are the Nazis? Who are these Nazis running the country? If they would...
She's talking about Bush.
Well, yeah, but if they would look at the evidence, they would see that it's not Nazis running these countries. It's Zionists running these countries. They're lying bold-faced to you by saying, oh, that everything's run by Nazis. It's the same thing that others in the alternative media want. They want you to think that there's some Germanic death cult, this Skull and Bones or whatever, that's running the world. It's not them. It's the Zionists that are controlling the banks and the media and all these other entities, yet they want to keep blaming it on Nazis, Nazis, Nazis. Like, there's everybody running around with swastikas on their sleeves.
Yeah. Well, 911truth.org's whole premise for years now has been lie hop. Let it happen on purpose. Our government let it happen on purpose. They base their message around incompetence and negligence rather than people made it happen on purpose,
mm-hmm.
okay? And they want you to focus only on Bush and Cheney. They say Bush and Cheney are the destroyers, Bush and Cheney are the terrorists, Bush and Cheney are Satan. And we shouldn't look outside to external entities for involvement in 9/11. In fact, this is what Lori Price had to say about that. She said, why do people focus on Israel's role in the 9/11 terrorist attacks? Israel benefiting from the Bush regime's actions was and is just an unexpected bonus to Israel, which really made me laugh.
Just think of that, phrase.
Can you imagine the cosmic chance occurrence that Israel just lucked out and benefited from 9/11?
Yeah, in so many different areas.
Yeah, in so many ways.
And when she says that, how can she even say it with a straight face? Because it should be more evidence.
She says this. We should concentrate on this government's role in the 9/11 terror attacks. Even if any other government planned or was deeply involved in the 9/11 terror attacks, the U.S. dictatorship had to give its approval for that planning or involvement. Why do some people want to look at other countries' governments first?
It's unbelievable.
Hello? We've spent nearly 5 years looking at this government's involvement in 9/11, this government's official version of the story. We've looked at defense contractors. We've looked at individuals up and down the alphabet. We've looked at the science of 9/11. We've examined the controlled demolition every which way but sideways. We've looked at the Pentagon strike. We've looked at the perp's little screw-up in Shanksville. We've looked at all of it.
And every single path and every single angle, as you'll see in 9/11 Evil, leads to Israel. Israel, Israel.
Well,
so how can she say we should avoid this?
U.S. and Israeli government involvement in 9/11. High power political players and people like Silverstein who aren't in the government but have ties to Israel's government.
And let me clarify even further. Those individuals in the U.S. government that are involved and were involved are all Zionist Oriental.
They're all pro-Israel.
They're Israel firsters. So every single entity the nation of Israel, the Zionists within our own government, and the Jewish figures outside of government that were involved. Every single one of them is Zionist, Israel, Jewish oriented. Every single one. Why can't we look at this subject? Well, why is it swept under the rug?
They know that information about Israel's involvement in the 9/11 Black Op is coming out. And so they wanted to do what they can to stifle and stop and shut down this discussion, because they don't want the discussion going there. And anybody who believes that the U.S. government, that Bush and Cheney were the masterminds, and you know who started that whole Cheney thing?
Well, Mike Rupert.
Mike Rupert.
Absolutely.
And so, see, when you stick to the script, you end up getting on C-SPAN. You end up getting on Fox News and Hannity and Combs. And on the radio, and you end up getting, let's say, your own nationally syndicated show on MS Communications. When you stick to the script, to the script, you've got your other supposed comrades in truth telling people they should disavow you as an anti-Semite and a racist and a government agent.
Here's what they want you to think. Here's what they want to psychically drive into your head so you don't think of anything else. Everything stops with Bush Cheney. No involvement anywhere else. And if you follow that script, then when 911truth.org has one of their little meetings, one of their little seminars, you'll be on the invitation list. Now, it seems like Thorne and Giuliani and a lot of others that talk about Israel's involvement, or back a couple years ago when we were the ones hammering home controlled demolition, we weren't on the invitation list because we didn't follow the approved phraseology.
Well, I remember a time a few years ago when it was Eric Hufschmidt, me, and you, and maybe a couple other people.
Christopher Bolin, American
Free
Press.
Talking about the controlled demolition.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get 911truth.org to touch that with a 20-foot pole.
We even interviewed Kyle Hentz on this show once, and afterward, after he snowed us through the whole interview, off air, we said, Kyle, why aren't you talking about any of these important issues? Why isn't 9/11 Truth talking about this? And he says, it's because the American people aren't ready for the truth.
Let's go over this list of who Lori Price links to again, because I think it's really notable to share this with everybody. She links to Jeff Rentz, who's been proven to be a compulsive liar.
Go ahead.
Mike Rupert, peak oil scam artist and population reductionist. The Power Hour, think pods and flashes. The psychosexual stalkers who have been harassing me for 14 months.
Linked directly to
if
GCN.
If you can believe that,
and Jack
who have
Flood.
Absolutely nothing to do with 9/11 truth whatsoever. Okay? The 9/11 avoider, Greg Palast. Michael Moore. Al Gore, and then, of course, some veteran sites and some Libby Lib websites, a whole slew of them. See, she's operating within this false right-left paradigm. Now, I'm sure Lori Price doesn't really buy into this whole false right-left paradigm. She wants you to. And another thing to note, she even admitted in this forum that she used to work at the time of 9/11 for ESPN. So I started thinking about it. Have you noticed how many mainstream media people are embedded within this so-called alternative media? You've got Jack Blood. He used to work for mainstream media. Daniel Hopsicker. Jeff Rentz. Lori Price. And God only knows how many other people that we have yet to discover. What are all these mainstream media people doing embedded in this 9/11 truth movement, supposedly, and alternative media? And did you notice they're the ones most resistant to disseminating information about 9/11, research findings that don't fit on their script?
And plus Kyle Hentz, direct links to George Soros. Amy Goodman, direct links to all of these think tanks, corporate sponsors, blah, blah, blah. Well, Lisa, let's approach it this way. When you tried to start discussing this subject in the Truth Alliance group, bringing up evidence of Israeli involvement, complicity in it, did the members of this group want to openly discuss it? Because in the alternative media, right, what everybody promotes is free speech, right? Did they want to intellectually discuss this?
No.
Or what did they do?
Bill Douglas screamed out, drop this talk immediately. And he just was shrieking like Rumpelstiltskin who needs a diaper change. He just was ranting irrationally that I'm an anti-Semite, that I'm a neo-Nazi, that I'm all these different things. And, you know, asking questions about Israeli involvement in 9/11 or raising serious points about Israeli involvement in 9/11 or the involvement of high power Zionists or high power Jews is not a hatred of all the Jewish people.
But see,
this is asking questions, raising serious points. You know, if you have criticisms, if they're founded upon facts, information that's not inconsistent with facts, that's not anti-Semitic. See, anti-Semitism is just this excuse to stifle and shut down discussion.
But see, they didn't like ban you from this group or anything.
Well,
they
Bill Douglas wanted me banned immediately. Kyle Hentz started squeaking into the fray also, saying, agreeing with Bill Douglas that I should be banned. They've been trying to get me banned for a long time. I rarely post in there, which is why I haven't been banned. Once in a while, I poke them with a stick.
So here's the bottom line.
I asked to be banned this time because I told them I wasn't going to abide by their script.
Yeah. So instead of discussing the subject intellectually, looking at the evidence and seeing where it falls, what they did was they banned Lisa from the group, cut off her voice, put all the evidence out of sight, out of mind.
Well, when you break the rules in a gatekeeper zone, the thing that invariably happens is that the opposing viewpoint disappears with the click of a mouse. And that's exactly what happened. And I wear that banishment from this gatekeeper zone as a badge of honor. I'm proud of it because nobody's going to tell me how to express myself. Nobody's going to tell me what I can and can't talk about. I don't need a new vocabulary. I don't need a new nomenclature. I don't need new phraseology. The English language is more than equipped with words to express how I feel. I call it straight talk. And you know what? It ain't broke. Let's not fix it.
And put the evidence on the table and let the chips fall where they may. Well, afterward, Lisa received an email from someone. It was a 9/11 truth activist whose name we're going to withhold because if we would tell who their name is, then they would be banished from these groups and blacklisted. But they said, this is an exact quote, 911truth.org, in my opinion, is a Mossad front. They are desperate to avoid Zionism. My personal suspicion of 911truth.org goes to their controlled demolition censorship role, Levis and Company, and the promotion of Rupert. Now, everybody remembers, from day one, Mike Rupert was saying there was no controlled demolition of the World Trade Center, and Israel had no involvement whatsoever. This was from day one.
And Levis is referring to Nicholas Levis.
Right, who's one of the organizers. He's the one that got everybody away from Ground Zero last year and took them on this wild goose chase through the streets of New York on a Sunday.
Around the UN.
And then put them 7 miles away at the UN. So really,
well, see, that's one of the things gatekeepers do best. They get people to chase their own tails, engage in meaningless, senseless activities that drain your energy, physically exhaust you, and accomplish zero.
Yeah. No open forums, no open discussion. If they don't like what you're saying, you're kicked out of the group. Now, where are we on the gauge of how close we've come to being 1984?
Very close. Let me repeat what we were talking about the other day on the show when we were talking about the protocols of Zion. Bill Douglas said he watched that documentary. Well, we watched it too a couple of nights ago. And while Bill Douglas was ranting and raving and shrieking about me being an anti-Semite because I tried to discuss the Israeli angle of 9/11 and I challenged these gatekeepers, he failed to mention the one important point raised in that video, and that was that someone from the medical examiner's or coroner's office said that a leg bone was found a block and a half away from the World Trade Center Tower site after 9/11 on the rooftop of another building, a block and a half away, which to us is more suggestive of an explosion than implosion. Yet, and Bill Douglas is supposed to be this 9/11 activist. And
he was the one saying,
on
Lisa,
this, and he helped produce the signs for 911truth.org, and he misses the whole point about this important fact with 9/11 to scream about racism.
Well, he's the one that was mentioning to base everything on physics and science. What that was a perfect example of physics, right. Yet he doesn't mention it, but what they are discussing is the new phraseology, the new nomenclature, the new language, and the new vocabulary.
Do you really need a new... Do you need a script?
Here's what they're saying. Take your pill now.
Uh-huh.
Shut your mind off, conform, be politically correct, enter 1984, and accept your groupthink.
And we should point out, too, that a majority, most of the 9/11 truth venues out there and alternative media sites out there don't oppose the script. They stick by the script. They don't bring up this taboo subject. They're going along to get along. They are part of the whole herd mentality. They're walking in lockstep with the groupthink. And that's why they're part of the inclusive circle. Victor and I have never been part of that circle. We don't follow anybody's script. And that's why we're not.
They want you to be a parrot. They want you to become part of this containment cabal.
They want you to become part of the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Where they're going to make a little box with very well-defined parameters and say, well, we can discuss A, B, and C. And when we were some of the only ones talking about controlled demolition, that was outside your box. Well, luckily enough people caught on to it that now it's expanded. But now Israel is outside of the box.
Uh-huh.
You're not allowed to talk about that. And we were right about controlled demolition,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to tell you right now, we're damn right about Israel, too.
She said this, Lori Price. She said, we'll get to other countries' dictators when we have the luxury of time. We don't have the luxury of time. We were talking about how short time was 2 years ago. Well, now we're running out of time. There's going to be an election soon. The Bush administration's going to scatter into the wind. Right now is the season. This is the time. We don't have forever to wait. And when are we going to... When is going to be a good time for all the gatekeepers to think we can talk about this?
Yeah,
as I point out in my article, 30 years from never?
We see the tactics being used in Lebanon right now. Israel deliberately bombed the UN outpost after 10 warnings, 10 phone calls. Then, after the search and rescue workers went into this bombed bunker, the Israeli Defense Force kept bombing it.
They don't want any witnesses to their savagery.
We see the kind of tactics they use. And as Lisa points out in her articles, who gets banned from these groups? The shills don't get banned.
No.
It's the people speaking the truth
that
get banned. And she also brings up then, she says, who do you think ultimately runs these groups? If they don't want you talking about Israel, who the hell do you think's behind them telling you not to run it?
The 9/11 Truth Alliance Forum and 911truth.org may very well be a front for Mossad or some U.S. intelligence
organization. I think you're being too kind. I think it's absolutely...
But until we can confirm that with solid information, I'll just say they may very well be. It sure as hell looks like it.
Okay? Well, I'll put it this way.
it's very important to pay attention to what these people are saying and urging other people to do. Because these are the people who are trying to shape the public perception, who are embraced, for better or for worse, by the prominent people in our alternative media, people like Alex Jones.
He's hooked up with 911truth.org now. And also, Alex is one of the premier people that refuses to touch Israel. He runs a Zionist protection racket.
And so are they.
And if I was a bank robber, and I robbed money from a bank, and I also ran a newspaper, don't you think I'd do everything humanly possible to have that newspaper not talk about me being a bank robber? It's the same way with these gatekeeper groups. They don't talk about Israel for one specific reason.
Israel has a power elite, just like the United States has a power elite. The leaders of nations have been working together in collusion, and this absolutely happened for 9/11 to occur. It was a black operation. It wasn't the poor people of one country working with the poor people of another country. We're talking about very powerful, dangerous psychopaths here.
Who benefited most? What nation benefited most from 9/11? Was it Afghanistan? No, they're getting the hell bombed out of them. Was it Iraq?
No,
they're getting the hell bombed out of them. Was it the United States of America? Well, a few people with an agenda, a Zionist agenda, and some of their Zionist-oriented military defense contractors that are into this PNAC agenda, they benefited. Did Argentina or Russia or China or Canada benefit from 9/11? No. But did Israel benefit? You better damn well believe it, because Israel's wars are now being spread all across the Middle East. Who most benefits? And why are these 9/11 gatekeeper groups trying so desperately to keep any attention away from them?
We can't avoid who did it. We've now said what happened. Mm-hmm. We've taken 5 years almost. It's taken us 5 years to piece together as many parts of this puzzle as possible. Countless hours and minutes and weeks and days and months. And there have been many stumbling blocks, many obstacles in our path, namely these gatekeepers. We've been banging our heads on these walls for 5 years. It took us this long to get to this point. When is a good time to start talking about who did it? It was both an inside and an outside job. And that is a fact, Jack.
And both inside and outside, both point to Israel. Both point
Israel
to Zionism.
Israel and the United States.
But I'm saying those inside the United States are pointing to Israel.
But
because
you have to be clear, because
they're Israel firsters.
They spin it. They spin it. I mean, we're not going to give you any wiggle room to spin it.
It's people in the United States government that were involved in this weren't people that aren't Israel firsters. It's the Israel firsters in our government that
right.
were involved. It wasn't somebody that has a hands-off approach to Israel. These are people that have very deep vested interests, that have an agenda for Israel. So when we say an inside job pointing to Israel, and an outside job with Israeli involvement, that's the truth to 9/11, and you're going to see it in 9/11 evil within the next week or two when this book comes out. And as Lisa said, these people now are doing damage control, because this book is going to blow it all out of the water.
Yeah, what they're doing is what they've been doing all along, from their inception. They've been steering, distracting, and diverting the focus of attention away from information, certain research that comes to light that they don't want the public to know. And it's all to keep you chasing your tail, confused, and having more questions than answers. They don't want you to have truthful
answers.
And the big
question
is why?
Why? Why don't they... 2 years ago, why didn't they want you to know?
I mean, what possible
about controlled demolition
could there be for them not wanting all the research to come out?
And why they never touched the Pentagon or the physics of the Pentagon? We put out the only book yet in publication about Shanksville that blows that completely out of the water. They don't touch Shanksville with
the
10-foot pole.
They're silent about it.
And now with Israel, they'll scream.
But boy, they'll talk about straw man theories till the cows come
yeah.
home. Straw man theories that have been debunked by even popular mechanics, they'll talk about till the cows come home, or peripheral issues, or about the Pakistani general who loved everyone. Like, who gives a damn?
Yeah.
That's so irrelevant. And as I point out in the article, they have an affinity. 911truth.org and their minions have an affinity for irrelevance, because they want you to focus on what's irrelevant, inconsequential, and peripheral, rather than hone in on the bullseye center of the target.
We're more and more convinced that the vast majority of this patriot movement / alternative media is nothing more than a mind control project, a mind control operation.
Absolutely.
To see how much they can control you. So as this weekend now comes to the forefront, after the show is over, go into your bathroom and look in the mirror and ask yourself, do you want to be one of the little mind control subjects that can't think for themselves, that's going to accept this new nomenclature, this new accepted language, this new accepted phraseology? Or are you going to speak out and say, damn it, I'm not going to be one of their little puppets, one of their little sirhans that's brainwashed by psychic driving, because that's what they're doing to you.
This whole anti-Semite label is really, it's making a lot of people really sick and tired. It's just an umbrella excuse. It's like the excuse of national security.
Right, right.
When the government wants to cover its ass, they just throw the words national security, the little buzzwords. Well, that's what anti-Semite has become.
Right.
True anti-Semitism hardly even exists within this framework of the alternative media. We despise terrorist actions and atrocities and genocide. We don't despise all the Jewish people. There's a difference. And I think that any true blue researcher has to look at all of the information and examine it. We can't look at every other aspect of 9/11 and avoid who did it, who was involved.
And what differentiates these people now from saying, this is acceptable research, this is unacceptable research? What differentiates them from the mainstream
research.
Media?
We know what's unacceptable research. It's been debunked already.
But I mean, what differentiates them from the enemy? Because the enemy tells us, this is what you're allowed to research and discuss, and this is what you're not allowed to. They've become the enemy.
Well, you know
they are the enemy.
We've got a lot of deciders in this alternative media.
They hate George Bush, yet they become George Bush,
you know,
the decider.
Here, everybody who talks about the New World Order says they know that the New World Order pits one group against another. Yet they don't see the people in the 9/11 truth movement doing the same thing. They don't see people in the alternative media doing the same thing. Oh, they don't mind saying that we do it when we just try to talk to you about stuff that the rest of them won't talk to you about. That, you know, it's not the same thing.
You know, I was listening to Alex Jones yesterday. First time I'd listened to him in a while, but we tune in every once in a while. I wanted to see if he was going to discuss the atrocities being committed by Israel.
And guess what?
Not a single word in the whole first hour about it. Not a word about it. Instead,
it's only the biggest thing on television, and for what, how many weeks now?
Yeah, 3 weeks now. Instead, what Alex is saying is, we're pushing forward, we're ready to knock the New World Order off its pedestal, we're moving forward, they're on their heels, they're moving backwards.
It's been 12 years he's been saying that?
Yeah.
When are they going to knock them on their ass?
How are we knocking them on their ass? Are we so close? Do we have such critical mass that we're able to go out and demand that they lower gasoline prices from $3 a gallon?
Doesn't he also say that they're on the run?
Yeah, they're on the run. They're running from us. So let's see. Gas is $3 a gallon, but we can't do anything about that. Let's see. We want the people responsible for 9/11 in prison, convicted in a prison. I haven't seen any convictions yet. We all want this damn war to stop in the Middle East. We're not able to do that. Where the hell is the critical mass? Where the hell are we knocking them on their heels? You know, Lisa?
Well, when are we going to see some evidence of Alex Jones actually accomplishing what he says he accomplishes, that we're accomplishing every day on his show?
What he's doing is feeding you cult-like false hope. Just like Charles Manson fed to his followers. Just like Jim Jones did at Guyana. Just like Marshall Applewhite did with the Comet people.
And he's telling people what they want to hear. They want to hear that things are being done, that we're knocking them on their ass, that we have them on the run. We don't have them on the run, and they're not getting knocked on their ass. They have endless resources, and they are...
Endless power.
Endlessly powerful. More powerful than a cluster of patriots.
Yeah, and you know, we went and saw a couple bands play last night, and we were discussing this subject, and I said, are people so desperate to hear this kind of false hope rhetoric, this stuff that's untrue? Are they so helpless in their lives that they'll just suck this in like a little baby with a pacifier? Oh, we have them on their heels now. We're ready to knock them over. We're going to topple the New World Order. They're on the run.
Yeah, and we're going to take back our country.
Yeah.
Oh, are we? Are we?
Yeah.
And when is that? Let's see. Should we quote Lori Price?
Yeah.
When we have the luxury of time?
Well, Alex, why don't you, since we have them so close to being toppled, Alex, why don't you lower gas prices to $1.50 a gallon? Why don't you stop the war in Israel? And why don't you convict the responsible parties, including those in Israel that did 9/11? Come on, Alex, you have them on the run. You have them close to being toppled. So on Monday, I know, Lisa, we'll be able to report that Alex did all these things because he's at the forefront. He's the T-Rex of the alternative media.
And, are you all right? And if you don't get all that done, just buy his video.
Yeah, buy my video!
That'll solve everything.
Yeah, because he did say that on George Norrie. Someone called in and said, Alex, you've talked about all this now. What's the solution? What can we do?
Well, we know what the solution is. Three words. Buy my video.
That's what he told her. So that's going to change everything in the world. Well, folks, we're going to bring this to a close. I urge you.
Yeah, because you just blasted my eardrum out.
Read Lisa's article, 9/11 Gatekeepers, Israel, Thought Police, and Word Nazis, the best article she's ever written.
No.
I think so. I think so, in my opinion. It's all in there. And ask yourself, are you ready to accept now the new nomenclature, the politically correct language?
We get the cognitive dissonance, but I really think that it's decreased now. I mean, the climate is probably the ripest for people to hear the information we have to tell them. Just like last year, people were more receptive. There was less cognitive dissonance at ground zero to hearing about the controlled demolition. Now is the time to talk about Israeli involvement in 9/11. We can't wait till the dust settles over in the Middle East, if it ever does, and nobody cares anymore about 9/11. We can't wait. That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want enough time to go by that it's just a vague memory in the dustbin
of
history.
They want to wait until the next spike event. So, Lori Price, when should we investigate Israel?
When will that auspicious moment occur?
2008, 2010, 2022? What year are you going to allow people...
Don't let the shills tell you you can't use straight talk when you want to communicate. Let's use the language that we have.
They're bullshitting you, folks.
We don't need a new vocabulary. We don't need new phraseology.
Yeah.
We need to use our heads and think for ourselves.
And you know, when they say we're ready to topple the New World Order, that we're taking our country back, that they're running from us, they're blowing smoke up your ass. It's cult techniques. This is brainwashing. It's feel-good, politically correct stuff. Who's coming out here and giving you the straight scoop? We are, right
here.
And
you know what else it is? It's strictly by the script.
Yeah.
Remember that.
And when they blow smoke up your ass and lie to you, as Lisa always says, if someone lies to you, they consider you...
stupid.
Stupid. And stupid is stupid does.
Right.
Quoting Forrest Gump. So if you believe this rhetoric, this PC phraseology, then you are stupid is as stupid does, because that's what they're assuming you are. For once, take back your mind. Tell these son of a bitches you're not going to buy into this shit anymore, because when we hear it, it sickens us. It sickens us beyond words, and we're coming out and laying it on the table for you.
We used to say this one quote, your mind is the battlefield. Put up a fight.
Yeah. It's time to start fighting.
It's the fight of your life.
We'll be back on Monday. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there is a lot going on.
See you all then, everyone.